And welcome back to the Chai Rachel Nachayomi Learning Initiative. I'm Mendy Eisenberg, and I am excited to learn the 22nd parak of Shmuel Aleph with you. It's interesting how the differences between David and Shaul, or what Shaul has become, are becoming more and more glaring. And I mentioned the other day how Shaul had to reach level of he had to see that he wanted, he really liked David before he got to this point where he didn't like David. He had to be intellectually honest. And it's at a point now where it seems that Shaul is almost like not in control. He kind of seems like a person who has lost his mind and his right thinking. And he's obsessed with this. We see David being very responsible. He runs away and he makes sure his family is okay and takes care of everything in that regard. And he's hiding. And we saw how crafty he can be in the last parak when he saved his life by pretending to be crazy. And at this point, he's not trying to hurt anyone. He's really just trying to protect himself. And Achimelech, who he and Nov believes that David is on the secret mission for Shaul, because there's no reason to be against David. There's no reason why Shaul would hate David. And because of this, Achimelech actually helps David out, and Shaul's not a fan of that. And what I found so interesting is, and I would have a very hard time explaining this to my students. As it stands, my students have had questions asking in just different questions about people who act in ways that they know are not true in things in Shmuel Beis. We'll get to Mirz Hashem. But it's just the fact that Doeg, when he comes over and he's telling Shaul everything that happened, how Achimelech, he's throwing Achimelech under the bus, and Doeg is clearly not a good guy. And he's throwing Achimelech under the bus, and he even mentions, I found this to be fascinating, that it says, "Vayishal lo b'Hashem," he asks of Hashem, "B'tzeinu v'nasan lo." So he says that Achimelech, when he met up with David, he wanted, and he came to Nov, Irakhanim, and you want to do, and Achimelech actually asked of Hashem, and I looked at Hashem. Everyone says he asked the Urim Tumim, meaning he actually consulted with the Urim Tumim to find out what does Hashem want. The fact that this was actually included in Doeg's claim, he says he asked of Hashem, and then he saved food, and he gave Goliath his sword, and he basically armed David. And this is supposed to be, it would make sense if you were Shaul, you would say, oh, so he asked of Hashem, and Hashem gave him the okay to have the sword. The only thing, Shaul has to walk away with this thinking, I'm in the wrong. Hashem is not okay with what he is doing. This is why he has lost his mind. He's not really in his good sense. And I pointed out the contrast before with David, who, he acted as though he had lost his mind in the previous parak and was just done with tremendous chachma. And then at the end of this parak, when David is notified about all the deaths that came about because of what he did, and I can imagine this is so hard for David. He's on the run. He has no idea what he has done wrong. He's just on the run from Shaul. He wants to show kavod to the king, and he's no longer with his best friend. And despite this, when he's on the run and there's a bunch of death caused about through his charade where he pretends to be with Shaul, to Achimelech, and this causes the entire ear of Nob to be destroyed, David immediately, he takes the blame for that. If I were in David's position, I would say, listen, like, what are you supposed to do? My life was at risk. I did what I needed to do, and I didn't actually actively do something bad. This is clearly Shaul losing his mind. David does not want to do that. David does not take the easy way out. He takes responsibility. And I think that, all of the stuff that we have seen now, it's important to see what we need for the Jewish leader. We see Shaul unfortunately demonstrating all the things that he can no longer be leader. And now we see David, as things have been going, from the very beginning of finding David back in Perek Tazayin, when David was coming, when Shmuel was coming to find someone to take over as the king, and it says that the people of Beis Lechem were nervous when he came. The elders of Beis Lechem were nervous, and the Malbim says that they thought that David, that Shmuel was coming along to bring an Egla Rufa, because he had a young cow, and they weren't sure what was going on. And I think that it was randomly put in the story to show you how important the person who is about to be the leader needs to focus on. People who are leader, they have to focus on if there's a death in town and we don't know whose it is, who's responsible. The leaders have to step up and take responsibility. So we see Shaul losing his mind, losing his position of why he should be king. And on the contrast, we see David being the person to step up when there's death caused. Even if he was totally justified, he takes responsibility and he feels that this was his doing. And I think this helps set us up for who David is going to become, especially when David has his highs and his lows coming up in the rest of Shmuel, really Shmuel Beis. But we already know this David character. He's someone who is really made himself into be the right person to be the king. And this time we will pick up, and as we are slowly winding down with Shmuel Aleph. Well, Hatzlacha Rabbah.